The preceding Dvar Torah was given by Reb Yossi Zakatinsky at the office of Edison Home Healthcare and sponsored by Thank You Hashem.
All right, so we're getting close to Rosh Hashanah. You know, already Matzah Shabbos is, we begin to say Slichas for the Ashkenazim in the room. And so that's already, like, again, for the Ashkenazim, that's already becomes like a shtickle reel that, okay, Rosh Hashanah is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear the Shifer throughout El, okay, fine, we got a few weeks, whatever it is. Ready, it's ready, it's telling, it's, you know, it's around the corner. So you have to start thinking about Rosh Hashanah. What exactly should we be thinking about to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah? And just as importantly, what exactly should we be thinking about on Rosh Hashanah proper? Because there's always that strange, you know, dynamic in terms of davening on Rosh Hashanah, that on the one hand, we would love nothing more than just daven for what we need. We know we're being judged that day for everything that's going to happen this coming year, yet the davening, like the siddur that we're following, doesn't really talk about our personal needs, right? Rosh Hashanah doesn't talk about our personal needs. All Rosh Hashanah talks about is this concept of Hashem being the Melech, Hashem being the King. Which, let's be honest, not only is that something that we don't really, like, we have something more pressing, you know what I mean, like parnasa and health and everything like that. Also, besides that, just the very concept of Hashem is the King. It's hard for us to relate to that in modern times in Western society. What does it even mean, a king? You know, it's like if the closest position to that in our government is the president, but I don't think we should be thinking, you know, like the president when we're saying Hamelach. You know what I'm saying? Whether you think Chacham or Tipish, whatever it is, but either way, that's not Hamelach. So what? And so when we usually think of, okay, what is a Melach? A Melach is, again, modern society and Western culture thinks of a melech, a monarchy, as an antiquated government, a government that doesn't really work, a king that is just rules by force. It's not necessarily a leader that we would love to have and to connect to. So what does it mean, a melech, really? What are we supposed to be davening for? And how do we emotionally connect to that? So it's like this. I want to share with you, this is not, it's very simple. I want to keep it very simple today, just for a few minutes. In Bresh of Chassidus, we're taught the following idea, which is that the definition of a melech, in truth, is not just someone who's in control, who's in charge. That's not what a melech is. In Hebrew, for example, there's another term for that, which is called a meishel. A meishel, like a memshala, a meishel, that's a term for like a dictator, for someone who's in charge. You have no opinion, you have no say in the matter, he's in charge no matter what. That's the definition of a meishel. A melech is not like that. What's a melech? A definition of a proper melech is, there's another word in Hebrew that's sort of related to that, is the term manhig. What is a manhig? A manhig is a leader. A melech is just, it's a certain type of government, that's true, a malchus. But really what a melech is a leader. When we're davening Rosh Hashanah that Hashem is the Melech, we're trying to make Hashem the Melech over the whole world and over ourselves, v'chulu, v'chulu, all that. You know what a Melech is? A Melech means we're establishing the Rabbanu Shlalom as our leader. What does it mean that Hashem is our leader? It means that the Rabbanu Shlalom we're davening for and what we're hoping for is that the Rabbanu Shlalom is going to give us eitzah, is going to give us advice, and going to give us hadracha, going to give us guidance over this coming year, that we should become the people and accomplish the things that we have to accomplish. I mean, let me explain. When a person is going through life and they need an eitzah, they need advice from someone, they need hadracha, they need guidance from someone. When a person needs guidance, there's two things that are sort of happening behind the scenes of that. First of all, in order to be in a situation where a person needs guidance, number one, they have to believe that they have a tachlis, that they have a destination, there's somewhere to go. I mean, for example, let's say you're taking a road trip. Where are you going? Nowhere. I don't know. I'm just going. I'm just driving. So when you get to a fork in the road, is there any decision that has to be made? Do you need to be shal eitzah? Do you need to look at the GPS? Are you looking at a map? No, because I don't care where I end up going. My point is just to get lost. That's what I want to do. So if I go left, it's fine. If I go right, it's also fine. If you're at a crossroads and you don't know to go left or to go right and you have to be shal eitzah, you need guidance from a person to ask directions or a machine, whatever it is, you're looking for advice, that's because you understand that you have a destination. There's a goal in mind. I want to get to point A. And because I need to get to point A, and now I'm in a crossroads, I don't know which direction gets me there. So I have to be shal eitzah. I have to find someone that knows the road, that knows the directions, and knows which path is going to lead me to my destination. The same thing is with life. If a person thinks that one's life is just one endless stream of coincidence that doesn't really come from anywhere and is not leading you to anywhere either, then there's no reason to need advice. There's no big confusions in life. There's no big crossroads. Wherever life takes me is fine. It doesn't make a difference. Even something simple as going to work and doing something in business, you know, making a deal or not making a deal. Because there's a goal in mind, which is to become profitable, because of that, now there's a choice. Do I make this? Do I not make this? Which choice is going to bring me to that profit? But if there's no goal of being profitable, if the goal is just to wake up and just to go through life, and you know, then there's no choice either, right? There's no confusion. When we call Hashem HaMelech, what we're trying to establish within ourselves is twofold. Number one, there's a purpose of my existence. I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. And that goal that I have, that tachlis, that destination, is not a b'di'evit. It's not, well, it could have been better if I made better decisions previously. Every single neshama that comes to the world has a tachlis. It has a purpose. It has a reason why it exists. And that reason, that tachlis, is being sort of reconstituted and reestablished every Rosh Hashanah. What's happening in Rosh Hashanah is that the Rabbanu Shlom is looking down on each and every one of us and deciding and clarifying, why is it that you're here? And by the way, if a person had no tachlis, if there is no reason why a person's here, then guess what? They wouldn't be here. If a person is alive, it means there's a reason for them to be alive. We believe that a person is alive not because they were alive 5 minutes ago. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is creating the universe every single moment and sustaining life every single moment. It means if a person's here, it means there's a tachlis for them. There's a goal that they have to reach. And by the way, that goal that the Rabbanu Shel Olam has for each neshama when it comes to the world, when it's born, is the goal that a person goes through the rest of their lives, even if they make left turns and right turns and all sorts of, you know, they get off the wrong exit. So all there is just a recalculating. The Rabbanu Shel Olam has a longer way of getting you to your final destination, but everyone has their shlichas. And there is no way for that shlichus to be undermined ultimately. We can make all the choices we want to make that road more complicated. But every Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is realigning the person with their tachlis. That's what it means, HaMelech. When we say Hashem is the Melech, it's not just, don't think a dictator or some monarch or you know, or some leader. The definition of a Melech is a position that leads his people to the places they need to be. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is a day where we're Mamlech Hashem, we make Hashem the King. What we're saying is that we have a Tachlis. Each and every one of us, we have a goal. And that's number one, we have a Tachlis. And we're also trying to establish in Rosh Hashanah, what is that Tachlis? Because here's the point. A person has to clarify to themselves what is my tachlis and orient themselves from that point, right? So if a person's traveling and they don't have any tachlis, they don't have any destination at all, then fine, you just wander aimlessly and you're fine. There's no need to ask advice at all and to look up directions at all. But even when a person clarifies to themselves what their goal is, where they want to get, if that point that they decide in their mind, this is where I want to get, if that point is also only partially there, then they're also just setting themselves up for vital confusion. Like if I want to get, you know, from Queens to Brooklyn, right, when I get in my car, I should know along from the beginning what my ultimate destination is. If I'm only thinking halfway through, then fine, I'll clarify to myself to get halfway, but then I'm also going to be stuck. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah, everything about Rosh Hashanah is orienting ourselves to establishing Hashem as our manhig, again, which means two things. Which means that we have a destination, and we have to clarify to ourselves what is that destination. And this is the avoid of right now. The avoid of right now is to clarify what is the purpose of life. And these are very simple points that every Jew knows. We've all heard this before. But this is the avoid of the moment, is to clarify to ourselves what is the purpose. Person goes to work. So there's many destinations along the way. You go to work in order to make money, to make a parnasa. But why? A person has to ask themselves these questions, especially this time of year. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting in so much effort to make a living? Why am I putting in so much effort to raise a family?
Why am I putting so much effort to try to get married, to try to have children, to get like, why am I doing all of this? And at the end of the day, the person has to clarify to themselves that this fork in the road, this choice that I'm making to go to work or not to go to work, right? So there's a reason for that, because I'm trying to get to a goal, which is to make a parnasa. But that itself is a fork in the road. Well, why am I doing that? Then you have to, okay, well, I'm doing that because otherwise, like, the option is just to be poor. That's miserable. For what tachlis? For what end? The person has to clarify to themselves, what is the tachlis? So what is the tachlis? So it's amazing. Once a person clarifies to themselves what is the goal of all goals, what's amazing is not only does that give some clarity and direction in life, but it actually alleviates some of the stress involved in maybe making the wrong choice. Example, if a person's goal in life, again, going to work for just the example, is to just to make money. That's the goal. Well, then, fine, you now have that goal and you orient yourself towards that place. So now you have the fork in the road. Do I make the deal? Do I not make the deal? Well, now your decision is based on whether it's going to be profitable. But because that's the goal, to be profitable, there's a heavy weight on your shoulders. Because if I mess up, I make the wrong choice, then I just wasted my time. But if a person clarifies to themselves that, of course, my mini goal along the way is to make money, but that itself has a goal, and that itself has a goal, and ultimately the goal of all my goals is what? Is to serve God. Is to be a better Jew. Is to fulfill the purpose of my very existence. But you know what's amazing? What's amazing about that is that if that's the person's goal, then the Rabbanu Shalom says, the Rabbanu Shalom has a rule, you know? The Rabbanu Shalom says, Chazal tell us, Rachmana liba boy. What does that mean, Rachmana liba boy? It means the Rabbanu Shalom wants your heart. It means that if your goal is to serve the Rabbanu Shalom ultimately, to be the best Jew that you possibly can, so now you're at a crossroads, you're at a decision in life, the question is, which choice is going to bring me to that place quicker, or that place better? The Rabbanu Shalom says like this, the very fact that that's what you want, though, means that even if you technically make the wrong choice, you made the right choice. Because all the Rabbanu Shalom really wants is for us to want to make the right choice. If the goal is, again, to be profitable, to make money, or to whatever in Yonei Olam Hazeh, whatever matters of this world, if that's the goal, then there's only one right choice. There's only one right choice. There's only one deal that's going to be profitable, the other one isn't. Just the way it is. So there's a tremendous burden and stress involved in trying to make that right choice. But once a person clarifies to themselves, no, that's not my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to make money, to be healthy and well, and to be productive and a productive member in society, but for what end? Ultimately to serve the Rabbanu Shalom and to be productive in Hashem's eyes. Well, guess what? As far as Hashem is concerned, as long as you're trying, that's what He wants. So even if you end up making the wrong decision, He made the right decision. There's a certain, that's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, to establish, number one, I have a tachlis. I am not just a piece of dust aimlessly wandering the cosmos. And even if I've made all the wrong choices in life, there's nothing I can do to undermine my tachlis. And every Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanu Shalom just reorients the world to make sure that you can still get to your goal. That's always like that. A person can never, never, ever do anything to lose that goal, that tachlis of why their neshama is in existence. It cannot be. All the Rabbanu Shalom does is just reorient the entire cosmos in order to allow you to have that path. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. And when a person, and that's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, number one, establish, I have a tachlis. I am not just a waste of space. And there is no such thing as a b'di'evedik tachlis. My tachlis is always what it was. It's always what it was. That's number one. Number two, what is my tachlis? My tachlis, I might not know exactly b'diyuk, but I know b'derach klal, but generally speaking, that my tachlis is to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. That is my tachlis. It sounds simple, and it is simple. But the avodah is to think, to really, really sit and think about all the goals that I have in life, and to really plot all the dots, and to clarify to myself, and to make sure that every dot along the way, every goal that I have in life, whether it be in the short term or long term, is all for the ultimate goal of all goals, which is to be a good Jew. That's the goal. And when a person orients their decisions in life to that ultimate goal, not only does the Rabbanu Shalom give you clarity then, but even if a person doesn't have clarity, you can't mess up. Because if that's where you want to be to serve the Rabbanu Shalom says, as long as you're trying, that's called serving me. So it's fine. Rav Nosson Breslover writes, he says like this, Kibamis, the truth is, Yafshul Lahasig Shum Eitzah. He writes this in Hilchas Ma'inin in Lukut HaLachas. He says, it's impossible, really, Lahasig Shum Eitzah, to really get any clear direction in life. See, if a person's in like a huge maze, right? And they're stuck in the maze, so they don't know where to go, left or right. And they're orienting themselves just from a different point in the maze. That's not helping much. You just, okay, now you're just getting yourself from point A to point B in the maze, so you're right to confuse them. Rav Nosson says there's really no way to get a clear direction in life if the goal that you're orienting yourself towards is still within this confusing place. The nature of this world is that every point in this world has a choice. There is no such thing as a one path in this place. In this world, it's all crossroads. That's what life is. So if the person's orienting their lives and they're looking for clarity, looking for direction, but the direction there, and in order to have direction, you have to clarify to yourself where I want to be. But if where you want to be is vital, something in this place, then it's not going to give you clarity. It'll give you clarity to get to that place, but that itself is going to be confusing. Rav Nosson says the only demarcation point, the only North Star for a person to find, to really orient themselves, to give them true clarity in life, either giving them that they should have the clarity to make the right choice, or at least to alleviate the stress of the fear of making the wrong choice, is if the North Star in your life is not in this place. That's the only way. If the North Star of a person's life is still within the maze, there's always going to be confusion. The answer is the North Star has to be the Ribbono Shel Olam. It has to be the Ribbono Shel Olam, the one that is before the world and the one that is after the world. And every decision I make in this world is to get me to that goal. When that takes place, when that's my North Star, that'll give me clarity. That'll give me Yishuv Hadas. That's what we're diving for Rosh Hashanah. We're davening for, see, that's what Rosh Hashanah is not. Don't limit Rosh Hashanah to daven for a parnasa or a shidduch or health or Yishuv Hadas. Those are all very small points within the maze. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we should be zeich, that we should have the clarity to know what our goal of all goals is. That Hashem is the melech. Hashem is the one that's giving us the advice. That when we're lost along the way and we stop the car to ask directions, who should we be stopping? Rosh Hashanah is establishing to ourselves that we stop the Ribbono Shel Olam to ask directions. Because he's the only one that knows where we're headed. And where we're headed is by him. That's where we're supposed to be going. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. So the three parts to the davening Rosh Hashanah, for example, the three parts are, in the Shemoneh Esrei, in Musaf, is Malchus, Malchius, Zichronus, and Shifres. The way the Shemoneh Esrei is broken up is that there are three brachas during the davening. Bracha number one is devoted to establishing Hashem as the king, Malchus. There's psukim that we quote to establish that. Number two, second section, is Zichronus, that we daven to Hashem that he should remember us. Number three, the third section is, we talk about Shofar. And I'll tell you the truth, every Rosh Hashanah I come to that Musaf, and I always have a hard time trying to figure out what am I supposed to be davening for in each bracha. Malchus is somewhat unrelatable. Zichronus, that Hashem should remember us for good, that already is, I could work with that. Especially Shofar, it's like, I don't know what am I supposed to be davening for that about a Shofar, like, I don't know what that is. The way we're saying it is as follows right now. The bracha of Malchus is that step one. Is that when you get to that bracha of Malchus, and again, we could start it already now leading up to Rosh Hashanah, but the first bracha of Malchus is establishing this simple truth. That God, I'm praying and I beg of you to give me the clarity to realize that you are my destination. That everything else in life, all my mini stops along the way, those are just road stops. That's not my destination. My destination is you and only you. That's Malchus. Hashem is our king. Hashem is the one that we're trying to orient ourselves towards. That's Malchus, number one. Number two, Zichronus. When you establish that truth within yourself, then you move on to Zichronus. What's Zichronus? That Hashem should remember us. That means that Hashem, once I've decided and I've made that choice within my life that you are my destination, then now the step two is, Ribbono Shel Olam, I beg of you with all my heart that you should give me advice. That when I stop the car, you should give me the proper advice to go left and to go right, that I should be able to get to my destination. And finally, the third part of tefillah, shofar, is what's shofar? Shofar is always, even in the bracha, the shofar is the vehicle through which Hashem reveals himself. So in that bracha, we talk about Har Sinai, we talk about Mashiach. It's talking about Hashem revealing himself. The final bracha is saying to Hashem, all this is very nice. You're my goal, and I beg of you that you should be able to give me clarity along the way to make the right choices or not. The final bracha is Hashem, and make it clear to me that I'm making the right choice. Because I believe with 100% certainty that once you're my destination, once you're my North Star, whether I'm making the right choice or not, I'm okay. Because either way, I'm trying to do the best I can, and that's all you want. But that final bracha of Shavuos is asking your Ribbono Shel Olam, please, but let me have clarity. Let me be able to look back and to realize how every step along the way, how every choice I made is moving me towards that destination. Because that's also such a huge thing to daven for, that a person shouldn't think, chas v'shalom, that because of choices that have been made by them or others for them, that all of a sudden they're completely off course. You know, that's a terrible thing to have. That's a terrible weight to have to carry. A person has to daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give them clarity to see how they are part, that you're still within the derech, that you're still within that path of getting to that destination. Those are the three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, establishing Hashem is our destination. Davening to Hashem that He should give us the guidance and the clarity to get to that goal. And number three, to give us the clarity and guidance to realize that we are on that goal. That's where we're headed, and there's nothing we can do to undermine that. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Let me share with you just, you know, Mamash, a very, very quick story just to end off. You have two more minutes. The Maisa goes, maybe I mentioned this before, I don't remember. The Maisa goes that the Baal Tanya was once, he overheard a conversation between two of his sons. I don't remember which ones exactly, but he had two of his children were having this discussion about, like, what's really the difference between the day-to-day life of a frum Jew, but a peasant, like a simple Jew that doesn't know much about anything, and a non-Jew. Certainly, the daily schedule is a little bit different. The Jew, like, davens, puts on tefillin, does holy things, and the non-Jew doesn't. But outside of those ceremonial moments, like, really, what's the difference? They're having a debate back and forth. And so the Baal Tanya heard this, and he wanted to clarify it to his children. So he brought in, he said, do me a favor, bring in, the non-Jewish person that was helping in the shul, Boris, whatever, that was helping in the shul. So they bring him in. And he says, Boris, let me ask you a question. Why do you wake up in the morning? He said, what do you mean, why do I wake up? Because I have to go to work. So why do you go to work? So I have to make a living. Why do you make a living? So I should support a family. Why do you need a family for? Because otherwise I'd be lonely. So let's say you're lonely. What's so bad about being lonely? He said, I'd be miserable. Like, I wouldn't want to, you know, I wouldn't be happy. What do you need to be happy for? I don't know. Because otherwise it's, because I want to be happy. Thank you very much. And then he says, call in Yankel, you know, the water carrier, whatever. You know, so they call in the peasant, the Jew. And he says, Yankel, why do you wake up in the morning? I have to go to work. Why do you go to work? In order to make a living. What do you need to make a living for? In order to support a family. What do you need a family for? Because otherwise I'd be by myself. He said, so what's to be by yourself? I'd be very lonely. So let's say, so be lonely, I wouldn't be happy. So what do you have to be happy for? He said, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to be happy. It's a mitzvah to be happy. There you go. That's it. That's the difference. I mean, that's the thing. That's what's amazing about Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean that any decision has to be different. Both Boris and this Yankel made every single same choice. Same choices. They went to work, they supported a family, and they're happy. No difference. But one, his North Star was within the maze. So it's just a hamster running a wheel. And the other one, by Yankel, his North Star was the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it doesn't change any decision, but it changes everything. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is not about davening for this, that I should have this, I should have that. Rosh Hashanah is establishing your North Star. And when you establish your North Star, it changes everything along the way. That's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is much bigger than any of these details of I need this and I need that. It's much, much bigger. It's orienting your entire life. So Hashem should help, we should be zayich to teach every one of us to establish Hashem as the melech. And Hashem should remember us, and Hashem should give us clarity and give us direction and give us that healthy sense of direction to realize that every choice that we make, every decision that we make, every left or right turn that we make should be oriented towards that North Star called the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we do that, there's no question about it, that Hashem will open up all roads for us. And as Chazal say, you know, all roads will eventually lead back to Yerushalayim, Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.